Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, 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 hello. Yes, indeed. I am happy to be back behind this microphone. And I hope that you are happy to be on the other side of it, on the receiving end. I'm on the delivery end. You are on the receiving end of Morning Mindset Podcast. And I've got a little sticky note in front of me. And on my little sticky note, I have show ideas. Yes, as I progress throughout my life, quite often I will have an idea for a show topic and I will scribble it down and take it with me. And today, my plan is to stick to it, to stick to the plan. Recently, I was talking to my wife, who was talking to one of our listeners, and actually, she was talking to one of our listeners' wives, and one of our listeners is going through a hard time. He's dealing with L cancer. That's a different kind of L cancer than I had, but cancer sucks regardless. And I can tell you that when I started my fight against L cancer, I had a plan. I had a plan. And then as time went on and things changed and stuff happened, different events occurred and made it hard to want to stick to the plan. You know, it's when I started, that's the sick and twisted thing about cancer is when they discover that you have it, if you find it early, if you heed a warning sign, you go in and you're like, I think something's not right. I mean, I feel okay, but there's this lump. And they're like, oh, yeah, that lump is the big C. And unlike normal sicknesses, normally, you know, if you have the flu or whatever, or you break a bone or whatever, you go to the doctor and you say, this hurts and it right here. And I want you to check this area out because it hurts and I don't feel good and I'm in pain or whatever, or I'm tired and I'm sick. And they're like, oh, okay, well, this is what's wrong with you and we're going to make you better. Well, with L cancer, often you discover it. And when you discover it, you don't feel bad. People are like, well, how do you feel? Are you in pain? No. No, I'm not in pain, and I don't feel sick. But inside, you are. So you make a plan. When you're feeling good, you make a plan. And then things get harder, and things get more difficult, and you get physically tired, and you get mentally drained, and you become exhausted. And often, you say, well, yeah, I know I had that plan before, but this stuff happened, and so I'm going to change the plan. What you need to ask yourself is, are you changing the plan because it's a better plan, because you came up with a better plan, or are you changing the plan because you're tired? Are you changing the plan because you're exhausted, because you're mentally exhausted, because you're frustrated? And if that is the case, then you need to stick to the plan. Now, I don't know. I can't remember if I talked about this on this show. And if I did, it's been over a year, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it up again. I read a book a long time ago. It was called 93 Confirmed Kills, Vietnam Sniper. It was about Carlos Hathcock. And he sat down with a guy and he wrote a book about his experiences in Vietnam. And as a sniper, obviously, you're like, what do snipers do? Snipers shoot enemy soldiers from long distances. And that's what he did. And he had a mission. And he used to, and he talked about his missions throughout the book and how he would plan them. You know, he had maps and mission analysis. And, you know, he knew what his target was. And for the most part, they're like, okay, this is the target. This is where the target is. We need you to get there. And we need you to do this, that, and the other. Okay. Well, he's talking about one particular mission that he was on and how he had made the plan. And on the map, he said, if I can get to this point right here, I will have a very good chance of success. I need to get to this point on the map. But in order to get to that point on the map, he was going to have to crawl on his hands and knees, on his belly. He was going to have to low crawl on his belly for, I can't remember the specific distance, but it was a long way. It was like 1,000 yards or more than 1,000 yards. It was a long way. But he needed to get to that point on the map because if he got to that point, he knew that his chances of success were very good. And you say, okay, Paul, I don't care about snipers and killing and war and stuff, but stick with me. So Hathcock said that he started his stalk and he had to get down on his belly and he had to low crawl. And he was low crawling for hours and hours and hours. And he was getting tired and exhausted and mentally exhausted and physically exhausted and sore. And the ants were biting him and he was getting sores on his knees and his arms and elbows and so forth. And he said at one point, the devil, and he didn't, I don't think he said the devil, but the devil got up on his shoulder and told him, he said, just take the shot from here. Just readjust and take the shot from here. And he said it was tempting because all he wanted to do was finish the mission. He just wanted to take the shot and get out of there and go home so that he wouldn't be crawling on his belly anymore, laying in the ants and so forth, and the heat and the sweat and all that. And in the story, Hathcock reminded himself, he said, I had to remind myself that I made the original plan with a fresh brain. I had good sleep. I wasn't in pain. I made the plan when things were right. And so I needed to stick to that. I reminded myself, hey, you made the plan when you're well rested and healthy and not sore, not in pain, not hot, not thirsty, but when everything was going well. And that's the plan we need to stick to. We need to not change the plan because of circumstance, because our physical circumstances have changed. You may be in a position, I don't know, today, or maybe you will be in the future, and you say, Paul, that's neat and everything, but I'm not a sniper, I'm never going to be a sniper, and that doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. I probably read that book 20 years ago. I read that book at least 20 years ago. And there have been many times in my life where I have made a plan to do something and then I got tired or I got frustrated or, you know, I got sore or it was hot or cold or whatever. And the temptation was there to change the plan. And I had to ask myself, like Carlos Hathcock, who's departed us, he's gone to his great reward. He's gone now. I had to ask myself, like Carlos, did I make the plan when everything was good, when I had plenty of sleep and a fresh mind and I was healthy and not experiencing pain or discomfort or tired, you know, being tired? Did I make that plan then? Yes, you did. Okay. Do you believe that was the correct plan? Well, yeah, it was. Then why are we changing it now? Are we changing it now because our mind is tired, because we're feeling discomfort, and so we're going to let that devil get up on our shoulder and make us alter the plan? Now, there are times to call an audible, and we'll talk about that later, but this isn't that time. This is the honesty time. This is the gut check time. This is when you say, you know what? I did make the plan when I had a fresh brain and everything was going well. It was a good plan, and I'm not going to change it just because I encountered some discomfort. Well, maybe you made the plan. It was a good, solid plan, but now it's more difficult to accomplish the plan than you thought it was going to be. Is it because it was a bad plan, or is it because you are now feeling discomfort? Maybe you're uncomfortable mentally. Maybe you're uncomfortable physically. I'll give you another example. Then I've used this many times. Workouts, training. You guys know that I have a coach with Barbell Logic. Barbell Logic Online Coaching. They have some fantastic coaches, and I have one of the best. And my coach has set up a workout program for me based upon my age and my weight and my, you know, experience and all these things, and he plans it out. Now, there are times that I get my workout schedule, and he hands me a workout, and he hands it to me digitally. And I think, I'm tired. I'm busy. Got a lot of things to do. It's cold in the gym. My gym is in my garage, so sometimes it's cold there or it's super hot in the gym, which, you know, I don't know, whatever. And so the temptation is to either shortcut the training program, shortcut the workout, do less than is required of me to try and finish it up. And that's when you have to say, okay, is it a good plan? Yeah, it's a good plan. Then why are you changing it? Are you changing it because you're uncomfortable? And if the reason you want to change the plan is just because you're uncomfortable, that's not a problem with the plan. That's a problem with you. And that's when you need to have a gut check. You need to do a little bit of a reality check and say, you know what? We need to continue with the plan. You're like, well, how did, what happened with Carlos Hathcock? Did he accomplish his mission? Yes, he did. He actually forced himself to drive on and to keep crawling on his belly until he got to that spot where he knew his chances of success would be high. And he did it, and he got out of there, and he survived, made it back to the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick to the plan. Why are you deviating from the plan? Are you deviating from the plan because it was a bad plan? Or are you deviating from it because you just got lazy, or you just got tired, or you just got uncomfortable? Just because you're tired, just because you're uncomfortable, just because your own physical circumstances may have changed, doesn't mean the plan is a bad plan. Stick to it and get it done. And it's like, you know, my training routines, my exercise routines, if I follow the plan and push that devil back and tell him to get off my shoulder, when I accomplish my goal and do what I'm supposed to do, I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty proud of myself because I accomplished what I needed to accomplish, and I was a little bit stronger today than I was yesterday. So stick to the plan, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be glad that you did. All right, folks, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.